Do not forget the power of your ego, of your mind. Do not forget that through your conditioning, it is your perception, your total perception of what you are. When you truly learn how to detach your ego, how to utilize self, the all-knowing part of you, when you learn true detachment, is when you will come to the realization that all and everything is possible within a single moment. But you chose to experience a journey that was ego-created. A timeline of ego is what you chose. So, whilst you are here, do not underestimate this power of ego. We separate completely ego, and we use ego as a tool. You must learn to do the same. You understand this, but you're role you have chosen, your theatrical role, is ego-centric. It is ego-dynamic. You more than most. So you must be aware constantly of the separation that is necessary for you to advance, for you to know self, to know the true self that lies within you. What an incredible journey you are on. A journey of choice, of your choice, of everyone's choice. And it is true to say that everything changes within a single moment. And you can see this. You can feel this. You feel this within your ego-created day-to-day existence, within your time-created illusion, and you can apply this. Everything changes within a single moment, and there is only one moment. This is what makes this journey so fantastic. For you, for everyone. You are one. And ultimately, the goal is to understand, to feel source energy, to feel love, to feel the all-encompassing love from source. And you are recognizing this. But you are at the very beginning of this journey of understanding. Do not underestimate the power of the ego you have created. It will attempt to slow your journey down, to create more time for you. Be aware of what your ego is, how it operates within self, within a physical world. What you create within your time created illusion will not be a problem to you, a chore. It will not be this way. It will flow from the mind to the imagination to consciousness. It will naturally flow. In fact, it will flow so easily that you cannot comprehend this. What you create from the mind to the imagination, which does not cross the bridge to consciousness, will appear difficult. Will appear hard, and eventually it will appear impossible. And this is true energy. It will dilute from the form of energy that you created to a different form. It will not cross the bridge from the mind to the imagination to consciousness. Will disperse to a different form of energy, creating more complication and confusion within a physical reality. This is chaos. This is confusion. This is ego. This is ego of man. This is what occurs. And the mind, the ego, cannot understand the contradiction and the chaos that it creates. But when, within your time created illusion, you witness the crossing of the bridge from the imagination to the consciousness, this is when there is no doubt. It is a knowing, and it is what you have chosen. It is what you choose within a single moment. Everyone knows this deep within. It is already written within them, but they are not aware of it. Many have written about such things, but they are not truly aware of how it works. You are aware of how it works. This is because they cannot separate. They cannot separate the ego. They know what ego is, but they cannot separate it. And if you do not separate it, it will control you. Instead of you controlling it. Once again, I state the obvious, and yet the obvious is difficult to comprehend, and yet it is reality. It is what lies within your true self. To understand this and to apply it, you cannot possibly understand. perceive how it will change you and your world. As within all, it is the same thing. None of this is, as you would term, mystical. None of this is magical. These are words that your ego has created, that your coexisting egos have created to diversify, to retract from the reality of self. Flippant words that mean nothing other than an ability to create something that no one in mind, in ego, could possibly understand. It leaves the feeling of unknown, of not knowing. It is real in the context that it is life itself. It is actual. And it is understandable. But these words like mystical exist to prevent you crossing the bridge, to prevent you knowing. Ego created words. I have told you many times about the power of words. And the reality, the true meaning of you, lies somewhere within this space. You choose to work within the positive, and others choose to work within the negative, and neither is correct or incorrect. Cannot use any other word than negative, because this is the word that ego recognizes. However, ego will lay judgment on the word negative, but it is the only way I can explain it to you. And equilibrium will be retained through both energies. It is perfect. So continue to do what you choose to do, to work within positive, to work within love, within the all-encompassing love of Source, energy, of God. And more and more you will feel this.